AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Activists say the death toll from the nationwide protest in Iran has surpassed 2,000. President Trump says he's canceled talks with Iranian officials amid their protest crackdown and promised help to protesters in the country. Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen says Iran's leaders should not ignore the president.
The president made it very clear, if you're killing the innocent for simply protesting, he'll come to the rescue. And the president doesn't bluff, but it's always on his timing when we're ready to go.
President Trump did not offer any details about what the help would entail. A New York City Council employee has been arrested in the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. The arrest has enraged city officials and prompted a protest outside the Manhattan Detention Center where he was held. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's appropriate for the Justice Department to investigate whether Fed Chairman Jerome Powell lied to Congress.
We don't play favorites or favoritism here. The DOJ can't. If there's a credible allegation or concern that someone's lied to Congress, then the DOJ should investigate. I mean, across the board, no matter who it is, no one is immune from that. If he's innocent, as he says, then that will come out in the investigation.
The Justice Department is looking into spending on renovations to the Federal Reserve Building. The Trump administration is ending temporary protected status for immigrants from Somalia. That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. The secretary said in a statement, the conditions in the Horn of Africa nation, one of the world's poorest, no longer meet the standards of the program. A senior Greenland government official says it is unfathomable that the United States is discussing taking over a NATO ally and urged the Trump administration to listen to voices from the Arctic Islands people. Naja Nathanielson spoke a day before a key meeting in Washington between foreign ministers of the semi-autonomous Danish territory and Denmark and top U.S. officials. This is AP News. Grok is going to the Pentagon.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing Elon Musk's artificial intelligence chatbot, Grok, will join Google's AI engine inside the Pentagon network.
Very soon, we will have the world's leading AI models on every unclassified and classified network throughout our department. Long overdue.
Hegseth making the announcement Monday at Musk's SpaceX company in Texas as part of a push to integrate as much military data as possible into the developing technology. It follows global criticism of Grok for generating sexualized deepfake images of people without their consent. Hegseth says he would make all appropriate data from the military's IT systems available for AI exploitation. He also said data from intelligence databases would be fed into AI systems. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.